You're listening to a passage from Practice, Unleashing the Power of Faith, a daily devotional by Jane Giroux.
Submitted by Wes Lane. It was a Saturday night, and I thought the man was pointing at me personally when he, the Reverend Charles Stanley, thrust his bony finger through the TV screen and declared to me, "You can know the purpose of God for your life." Well, that was news to me. I was an assistant district attorney at the time, one of 50 serving the Oklahoma County District Attorney's office. I don't know why it dawned on me that night that God had a plan for my life and that I could know it. I'd been attending church for a long time. You know how we can all hear something said umpteenth times, then on the umpteenth plus one time, we suddenly receive it? Well, this was my umpteenth plus one, and the declaration rocked my world. I spent the next several weeks working through the materials Stanley's folks sent me. They helped me deeply and prayerfully contemplate a number of questions surrounding my passions, skills, and interests, together with matters that God seemed to be particularly teaching me. I ended up actually crafting both a vision statement, "Why am I on earth?" and mission statement, "How do I accomplish the why?" But what was notably odd, I thought, was that here I was a career prosecutor, and nothing in either statement said a thing about being a lawyer. Indeed, there were none of the expected buzz phrases associated with my job, which I loved. No fighting for justice or helping crime victims, nothing. Instead, the phrase that had bubbled up into my mission statement was this: helping leaders to stop looking at themselves as leaders who just happen to be Christian, but rather as Christian leaders sent by God to their spheres of influence, provoking the question, "So what are you going to do about that?" Weird. I had this odd passion to help men and women awaken to God's purposes for their lives as leaders. There was nothing in my background that made a logical connection to that passion, so I could only attribute the interest to God's design. It has now been over 15 years since that fateful Saturday night. I marvel at God's willingness to aggressively engage in our lives. A few years later, I found myself appointed district attorney in Oklahoma City. I learned what it was like to sit in the hot seat of leadership and to comprehend the challenge of making life and death decisions. I learned what it was like to walk with God in the midst of a maelstrom. I learned to increasingly trust Him, even at the embarrassment and humiliation of suffering election defeat. I learned that our Heavenly Father is a God of process, that He does not microwave us, rather, He marinates us into becoming the people He requires. Today, my full-time job is exactly that old mission statement I crafted years ago. He knew I would be doing this all along and prepared me. Today, I get the privilege of helping Christian leaders to finish life's course well. But know this, I didn't get a special deal here. My life's experience is purposeful and filled with meaning, because that is simply the deal God has for all His kids, if we will pursue Him with all of our heart, Jeremiah 29:13. It is a gift He wants each of us to receive. Wes Lane, former Oklahoma County District Attorney and founder, Salt and Light Leadership Training, Oklahoma City.